With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Voter ID. It enjoys overwhelming support among Americans across the political spectrum, according to the polls. But despite that, just one Democrat joined Republicans in passing a voting integrity bill in the House.
The bill, known as the SAVE Act, was approved on a mostly party-line vote. It requires Americans to present proof of citizenship when they register to vote and to show a valid photo ID before they cast ballots. Republicans say it's needed to prevent voter fraud. Democrats warn it will make it harder for millions of Americans to vote. The bill heads to the Senate, where finding 60 votes to get past filibuster rules may be difficult. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Ukrainian athlete's insistence on wearing a helmet that included photos of victims of Russia's war in Ukraine has resulted in him being disqualified from the competition. Russia, meanwhile, continues its unrelenting attacks on Ukrainian cities, including a capital, Kiev, with homes and infrastructure damaged or destroyed, and civilians injured or killed. The abrupt closure and rapid reopening of the airspace around El Paso International Airport has some of the locals hopping mad.
An audio from KFOX, El Paso Mayor Renard Johnson complained,
"You cannot restrict airspace over a major city without coordinating with the city."
The Trump administration says it all stemmed from efforts to halt an incursion by Mexican cartel drones.
"For any of us who live and work along the border,"
Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez,
"daily drone incursions by criminal organizations is everyday life."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Investigators continue tracking down leads, following up on thousands of tips and the Nancy Guthrie disappearance. Dow futures up 140. This is SRN News. Are you reading the Bible?
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they are in the Scriptures every day. Another 30% say they read it a few times a week. 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% once a month. 9% of folks who attend worship regularly say they never open the Bible. The good news is the number of regular readers is actually up from 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report finds that one in three Jews in this country was the target of an anti-Semitic incident in 2025. According to data from the American Jewish Committee, this is the same percentage as 2024. The poll also reveals that more than half of Jews are changing their behaviors to try and mask the fact that they are Jewish for fear of being discriminated against or worse. Ted Deutsch, CEO of the AJC, tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency things are not getting markedly better. SRN News. Kraft Heinz hitting the pause button on plans to split into two companies.
Steve K. Elaine, a former Kellogg company chief who became CEO of Kraft Heinz on January 1st, said he wants to ensure that all the company's resources are focused on profitable growth. KLAN says he thinks many of Kraft Heinz's challenges are fixable and within our control. Kraft Heinz announced in September it was splitting into two companies a decade after a merger of the brands created one of the biggest food manufacturers on the planet. The transaction was expected to occur in the second half of this year. Keith Peters, Washington.
Taiwan's economy is thriving thanks to the boom in artificial intelligence driven by strong demand for computer chips and other products. The island's economy grew at an 8.6% annual pace last year. More details, srnnews.com.